Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Abdul?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. So sorry about the late follow-up. Been a little hectic today. Is it a good time?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh, okay, okay. Wonderful. Just following up to review here. Let's see what's going on. You had any leads recently, last 2 days?
I had two today. One of them asking for AAA, this old lady, or yesterday. And then today I had somebody, I gave him a quote. He accepted it. I took his card. His card declined. He hung up on my face. Stupid ass people, bro.
Jesus.
Welcome to Dayton, Ohio. The trashiest city in the whole country. Anyway, and then today, this lady yesterday, she was like, excuse my language, crackhead. And it took me fucking 30 minutes to understand the address. And after that, she said, when I told her the code, she said, oh, I'm a member of AAA. I'm a member with you guys. I was like, no, man.
Jesus. Okay, let me check what they searched, okay?
And but then somebody just called for a fuel delivery, but I don't know how he got to my... Bro, it's Columbus, man. I don't know how he got my number, so it's just weird. My ad, Ruben, is not accurate. It's not no 20 miles radius, bro. It's not at all. All the calls I get, it's from North Dixie in Dayton, Ohio, which is 25 miles from me, and up. Like, no list, up.
Okay, let me check. Let me check this out
okay.
For you, okay? So, for example, I see they searched, today they searched AAA please, for example. That's a negative keyword we hadn't added. So that's something that I just added right now, right? Let me check here, what else?
I get when people call about different service, or like the same service but different company, because somebody just called my friend asking for... if you guys have parts, and he got a towing company, you know what I mean? It's crazy, but it's the fact that the radius, Ruben, the radius is crazy. My ad's pushing towards Columbus only. Like, I never had, not never, but like for the past, you know, months, I ain't have nothing in Dayton. Maybe one or two, and then they're asking for the wrong stuff. Or not asking for the wrong stuff, they just think, one of them thinks AAA, and one of them didn't like the code.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, definitely. That's concerning, right? Of course, we want to make sure that the ad is only shown in the area that we selected.
Yeah, this is, if I don't make money, last month I put $540. I didn't make over $200 back. So if I don't make money this month, I'm just going to cancel Dayton and move it to a different city.
Okay.
Because this is not it. Dayton is a small city, and there is a lot of service providers, like when it comes to towing and roadside assistance.
Gotcha. Yeah, because for
example, the competition is high. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm basically Google gives us stats on impression share, for example, meaning how much of the actual searches you came up in, right? So for example, let's look at today. Today so far, you've had 15% of the impression share up to right now. Right, basically what that means is out of the total amount of searches, you got 15%. Now totally, right now you have 60 impressions so far. So 60 impressions, that's 15% of the total amount of searches, right? Now you spent $22 so far today, right? $22.74. Now that is for 7 clicks. 7 clicks. Out of 60 impressions.
30. So $3.15. $3.13, right?
$3.25 per click.
Oh, okay.
$3.25 per click. $22.74 is what you spent today. Yesterday, you spent $29.65. It spent all the way up to between 6 to 7. That's where you got your last clicks. You got two.
And that, Ruben, based on numbers, that tells you that if this is a weak city, right?
That's
because $30 will not last this long if there is motion.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the impressions, this yesterday, for example, you had 17% of the total. So yesterday in total, you had 110 impressions. So that 110 was 17%. Right, so let's look at the total. Let me just pull the total up. Just give me a second.
If I have 17% out of 110, that means times it by 5, 6. You're talking about
647 searches to be exact.
Uh-huh. Between 6 and 7, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's more, that was the total searches, let's say, for yesterday, right? For your type of business with this $30 budget, you're claiming 15% of the actual market. Uh-huh. Correct. For example, if we look at other competitors that are out there, Dayton Tow Trucks, yesterday it had 16% as well.
Do you see Tow Nearby?
They are here, but yesterday they didn't show it as much as you did.
You know, these people are my competitors. They do the same thing I do. They only middlemen.
Oh yeah. Oh, I see.
Ruben, they get crazy clients, bro. Because my friend has 4 towing trucks, and that's how I got to this business. Because these people keep calling him, and I figured, you know, he told me that these people do roadside assistance as a middleman. So these people, I don't know, they don't have a Google profile either, right?
Let me see.
I don't think they have, because there is nowhere to leave them review or anything. And they do the same thing I do, but they make emotion, Ruben.
Oh, I see.
Whatever technique they use, I need that.
Well, let's investigate. Let's see their website. Let's see what they're doing.
Yes, you have to investigate. Because these people, because of them, I got to know this business. And it was in an indirect way. Because they called my friend, giving him a tow. And after they secured the money, and he asked for a high price, and they still gave him. So I figured that these people be balling in Dayton, being the middleman.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, when we made the first website, we made it based on them. That's what I told you guys, to look at their website and see what's going on. So yeah, go ahead and see what they have and what they don't have.
Mhm. Yeah, no, because I'm looking at their website, for example, right?
It's basic. It's not, my website looks 10 times better. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not about it. It's not because it's mine, but look wise.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. I mean, in regards to the design, it's great, right? I'm just looking into the content,
SEO,
right? The SEO, uh-huh. Exactly. We want to make sure that everything is matching. So, you know, yes. In regards to complying with everything, we use our tools. Our tools tell us, you know, that everything is okay with the website on the back end. As you know, there is a history that is built within the algorithm, right? So that's also what we're competing against.
They've been doing this.
Yeah, they have been, right? But, for example, this yesterday, they had less than 10% of the market, right? You had
Guess what? They had the tire change, and they charged the customer $525, and they gave my friend $400 to go do it, including the tire. So everybody was happy yesterday when they secured that lead. So what I'm trying to say is they had only 10%, but they had a valid lease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, let's look at our competition. Let's look at what everybody else is doing. For example, right now, the ones that I see that are you know, let's say, participating in the same auctions you are TowNearby.com, Roadmaster, Tows.com.
Those are Roadmaster, those are middlemen too?
Well, no, I don't know if they're middlemen, to be
honest. Okay.
It just tells me the
way. Everybody that does all types of duty is a middleman.
Okay.
With no Google profile.
That's probably the giveaway, right?
So they don't have a Google profile, did you double check?
Tow Nearby doesn't have a Google profile.
Yeah. And do you know where they run ads in?
I don't believe I can get that information, but let me check.
Okay. What info you can get from the SEO?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, for example, let me look at my tool here. Just give me a second. I'm going to run a report on their website, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second here.
Thank you, Tom.
Sorry about that. Okay, so I ran the report here.
I have nothing to do, Ruben, for the next 15 minutes. So you good?
Oh, okay. I appreciate that here. For example, looking at best practices, you know, the tool I'm gonna send that to you so you can have it, right? So you can check it out. It's called PageSpeed. So it's basically a tool that Google gives us. So it gives you little details in regards to what type of website. For example, they're using WordPress 6.9. Let's see. Because for accessibility-wise, is not as strong. Your website is stronger in regards to accessibility.
And well, my website is way easier than what they got. They got too much going on in their website. My website is more organized than clean. It's just the fact that these people is the people who, to me, in where I'm at, these are the people who invented this brokerage business, because nobody does brokerage for roadside, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. And, you know, you that are in the business, You need to know where you're standing, right? And who does what you're doing.
Yeah, everything I got, even the, like, not the system, the tools I use, I had a test call with them for a quote, and then I seen how they do it, and I optimized everything. I made it 10 times easier and better. That's payment lanes, paying the towing companies, dealing with the customer, talking to the customer. Everything I do is 10 times like more quality than what they do, you know? But I don't know, maybe like you said, the algorithm, they've been in business for too long. I don't know what it is.
Yes, because what I attribute it to is the fact that when they've been doing this, let's say, for too long or for so long, that they are now ranking organically, right? So basically, you're starting out from scratch. So in order for you to come up in a search, more than anything, needs to be through the ad. Right now, for him to come up in a search, since he's been coming up, you know, consistently for a while, you know, the algorithm has already, you know, sees that it's a good website. So our goal is to grow organically, right, on the searches as well.
But maybe, I know. Mm-hmm. No Google profile required. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, it's not required to have a Google profile to rank organically. It's just the fact that it's under the places section, right? The map section. But they're still ranked, right? There's still people that click on those links. So that's definitely something we are still working on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we make the when we build the website, we take all of that into consideration, right? But in regards to, you know, I'm just checking if they have reference of the areas they're covering. That's what I want to pinpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to know, too.
Oh, because I'm looking at the titles.
Oh, the name is good. You know why they pop up organically? Because you look up Tow Nearby, and they are Tow Nearby, like the name, you know?
Yeah. No, they got it there. They did very well there. That's a reality.
Is Tow Near Me available? TowNearMe.com?
Let me check. Let me check. Yeah, second. So Tony and me, for example, that's what is considered a premium domain. So for example, GoDaddy, you can go ahead and make an offer with them. But right now the minimum offer is $15,000, right? So that's
What the fuck? That's yearly? Or you just buy it one time?
Well, basically these are brokers, right? So what they do is they purchase the domain.
And then they sell it.
Then they sell it, and then you just pay for that price, and then once it's yours, you just renew it with GoDaddy at the regular, you know, rate that they have.
$15, right? Yeah.
It's much cheaper, yeah. But that's how they make their money, right? They find good domains, they buy them, and then, you know, if somebody wants to get one, they sell it. It's an investment in their end. But I just sent you a little screenshot of that domain.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I see. Damn. This is the highest domain I've seen so far. That's so near me. So how much the price is so nearby?
To be honest, either...
Okay, but uh-huh. Yeah, that's irrelevant. But do you know, like, the areas they cover? Did you get to that?
On the website, I'm looking at it, but they're not really making reference of a...
Of a city or state?
Uh-huh.
So when the customer calls, they just get the location and they dispatch it based on the customer's location, no matter where he at?
From what I see on this website, they're not making any reference to a city. So,
They're everywhere. That means they're on campaigns anywhere.
Yeah, basically they have the ad displaying in multiple cities across the country. Likely that's why their impression share in this area may be low, but maybe, you know, they're working at in a broader spectrum.
So the problem is when the customer gives me the location, they expect me to be in their city, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm gonna do that. Like, they do it, like, they just wait on the customer to provide full address, because I don't know how to do this shit, man. It's crazy. Like, I just, you know, like, when customer tell me, like, customer call and be like, I'm at 2127 Dayton Avenue. So I know it's in Ohio, because when I look up 2127, one of the suggestions will come up as Dayton, Ohio, because I'm in Dayton, Ohio, you know? Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, I'm going to have to get full address from the customer and get everything from the customer, city, zip code, and everything. So we don't need a landing page thing. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I've actually, in regards to...
You see how they do it? I want to do it the same exact way. If they don't have a landing page and they run ads on the same website in them cities, but the problem is,
the issue is you identifying where they're coming from, right? That's why we created the other campaign, right?
Is that better? Is that better?
Just because it's all up to you, right? Because if you want an accountability of each specific area, right? Because more than likely, if we put Houston and Dayton together on the same campaign, let's say, Houston is going to eat up most of the budget, right? It's not going to. That's why we need to have them separate. There's many more searches in Houston. So that's where the ad is gonna show the most. You know, I'm looking at let's say, tonearby.com, looking at AI to see where else it shows from what
it's... Yeah, I want to see which cities, because these people already identified the big cities, or the busiest cities when it comes to towing. So I'm trying to see, like, we can keep it on the same. If we do the same website, and I have a dispatch, like, it's going to ring on my phone. If I'm logged into Local Splash, right? And my dispatcher in the Philippines logged into Local Splash.
Yeah, so usually if you want to, let's say, send it to your dispatcher, as we said, we would send it to through the phone number. So it wouldn't ring on the app. It would ring, let's say, like a regular phone call. They would just need to save the number on their phone. So the caller ID is going to show that it's a call from Local Splash, for example.
Okay, so I noticed something. When somebody called and I'm logged into both phones, I have two phones and both logged into Local Splash. When somebody calls, if I answer one, the other one is still ringing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about that. So what is the best way? Okay, if I have all of them in one campaign, or two campaigns leading to the same website, when I get the call, so the dispatcher will take the call. I want the dispatcher to get all the calls. Like if I have a dispatcher and I don't answer the phone, and they answer the phone, they get the full customer location, and then I think that's the best way to do it if we don't do the landing page, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try the landing page because you guys already made it. You're done with that, right?
So we're almost done with the landing page. Actually, they did tell me that for the Houston location, we would need to apply or select a different domain. We wouldn't be able to use a subdomain. Like, that was the plan, right? Could use a subdomain under firstchoicetowing.net, you know, either houston.firstchoicetowing.net or anything related. But they said that we must have an individual domain for the landing page. So it wouldn't be.
So it's better to do it this way? What we're doing right now?
Right.
What do you think? Yeah.
The main getaway or the main benefit that you get from getting the landing page is
just identifying the call.
Is identifying the call, yes, exactly. But you know, the history and that the new domain would make is going to compete directly against your own already domain. Right, so we have firstchoicetowing.net, right? We want that to rank organically. Now,
yes.
if we're just going to focus it in Ohio, and then you're going to use that other domain, and you get it on Houston, and that would be fine, right? That wouldn't be an issue. But like Tony Abai is doing it, they're running it nationwide, right? They just have one website with that toll-free number and the contact form. And then and from there, they identify, you know, where the call is coming from, you know, once they get the call. But that lets it rank everywhere. Right? That's why it comes up, you know, organically much more efficiently.
Okay. I think it's best to do it that way. Have one phone number. We're going to try the landing page for 1 month. But I think it's better to have a one number. Because even if I have a dispatcher who's working, I don't want to have a dispatcher only for a Houston. Houston might not get calls. You know, that's another issue. So, or Dayton might not get calls and I have a dispatcher in Dayton. So, the dispatcher answer all the calls that will keep the dispatcher busy. Because there is no way the phone will ring all for 8 hours in Ohio or for 8 hours in Texas. But if they have multiple domains or multiple locations that they answer the calls from, that would be better.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, I don't know, let's see what the landing page look like. And worst case scenario, in no time was wasted. We just keep the same website and we do it just the same way they do it. Because I think the way they do it, it's good because they pre-set up all the towing companies. So in order to do Houston, Texas, Arizona, or Phoenix, Houston, Phoenix, and Dayton, we have to talk to all the towing companies in all three areas. So when we get the call, we already have towing companies on deck, ready to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Establish a network right before.
Yes. But I was not trying to do it because people will not take me serious until I call them with the lead, and that's how I hire two towing companies, by calling them with the lead.
Yeah, well, that's business for them, right? Like you said, it's win-win-win for everyone, right? If you do it right, it's just a matter of getting it to them, right? Getting it to
them. The team, yeah. Is the team done with that?
The team hasn't sent me the preview yet of the landing page. At this point, we would just need to set up the domain, right? I would just need to send them over. So they can just send me the preview. What domain would we be using for Houston?
Oh, if you guys didn't do the domain yet, just let it go. Let it go. Let's focus on doing the same website for everything. So when I hire somebody and I have access to the 888 number and they have access to that number too, and we both either answer the phone, we just ask the customer what is the exact location. I think it's better because at the end of the day, I'm going to have either two or three devices on Google linked to these areas. So when I pull up the street name, it's going to pop up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as long as you ask for the zip code, you don't even need to ask for the city, right? So it's not going to look awkward.
Okay. So I get the street name and the zip code.
Street name and zip code. And then just put that on Google and it's going to give you that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. If the team didn't start with the landing page, let's go ahead and cancel the second because I don't. It's two profiles. It's also confusing when I have two phones and someone the phone ring both will ring at the same time and it's just confusing. Let's keep it with the same website and we run it both in Houston and Dayton.
Okay. So create the campaign for Houston within the same one.
Within the same one, but we'll start in Houston when we run out of the Dayton budget. Call me before we run out of the budget, or maybe I'll call you next week. And then we add the budget for both, like we agreed on, 900 or 850 each, 1,000 each, you know, 850 after fees, after the management fee.
Okay. Yeah. No, we can certainly set it up that way. I will talk to my web developers, send them, you know, the tow nearby website. And like we said, this is a prime example of a website that's not, you know, that's actually ranking, that's not showing the city. So that way we can, like we said, just make sure we keep improving and get you more.
Yes, and make sure like the reviews does not mention no city in it. And then also that on the website itself, there is no Ohio at the bottom. I don't know how they did it, but I know you guys can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we can. I just
nation instead of Danport, just nationwide.
You got it. I'm sure I'll be able to get it done. I'm pretty sure with this example, we have a layout. So I'll be like we said, reaching out to you. I'll be doing the cleanup. I'll follow up next week. Okay.
Sounds good, Ruben. Yeah. Call me Monday, please. Monday, fast.
Monday. Okay. Anytime in particular?
Let's do it every Monday at 10:30 in the morning.
Monday at 10:30.
You guys not open? Yeah, you guys will be open. So basically your second call in that day or the first call in that day. Because you guys open at 7, we do 10:30 Eastern. Even 10, like, you know, start with me on Monday.
Okay, you got it. I'll set it up between 10 and 10:30. I'll be reaching out.
And then we can cancel that Houston number. It's no need anymore. It's okay.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll make sure I cancel that as well and just pivot to making these adjustments. Okay?
Yes, sir. You got it, Ruben.
No problem.
Appreciate the call, man.
Anything else I can do for you as of right now?
No, that'd be all. Thank you.
You have a good one, man. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.